All right, good luck. We're up to Shin Ayin Ches, Siv Zayin. First, I would like to tell everyone the Yasher Koyach for being Mishdatif in the Shalom Zacha. And the Bris Miyat Hashem is going to be Monday morning at Esther Gerber, 7:30 Yashakris. All right, we're up to Shin Ayin Ches, Siv Zayin. We started it last week, touched upon it. Tonight hopefully will be Ashlama to understand much better the dynamics of Sivav and Siv Zayin, of Bishus and Shalai Bishus. And hopefully tonight we'll get a clearer picture. Last week we were a little rushed to try to start Siv Zayin. Hopefully we'll be a little clearer tonight and be able to apply it to all the types of accidents that happen. All right, let's start. Nachamu Siv Zayin. Ho Yishneim Bishus, if you have two people Bishus, or Yishneim Shalai Bishus, or both people are Shalai Bishus, V'huzku Zeh Bezeh, and each one were damaged to the other through a huzak, that means it was a passive type of a hezek. The mazik was stationary, and the nizik ran into the mazik, so, and that's how he got hurt. So it was a passive act. Ben begufam ben b'mamoinim, whether he hurt the nizik's body or he hurt the nizik's mamon, im lo yodu zeh bezeh, if they didn't know of each other, it's peturim, they're potter. In contrast to Sivvav, we had Echo Bishus Vechot Shaloi Bishus, that the Bishus is always potter on the Shaloi Bishus. Say if he does it passive, even if he does it proactive, he's potter. And the Shaloi Bishus is always chayiv on the Bishus, say if he does it proactive, or even if he does it passive. Comes along the halacha of Siv Zayin that says, no, Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus has a middle darga. And that is that if you do something proactive, you're chayiv. If it was only a passive type of a damage, it was huzak, then you're going to be potter.
Proactive
means you kumvase, you went and you were mazik the other person. So if he bumped into the other person, that's a mazik. But if so, then he'd be chayiv. But if he was standing there and someone tripped over him or bumped into him, and that's how the person got hurt, so it was a passive type of a hezek, in that case he's going to be potter. And that's the difference of Siv Zayin and Sivvav. Sivvav is, it doesn't make a difference, proactive or passive. Bishus is always potter, Shalai Bishus is always chayiv. And in Siv Zayin, if you have Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shalai Bishus, they're both on the same level, then there's a chilek between whether you passively hurt the next person or you proactively hurt the next person. Now, what's the case of Shneim Bishus? We discussed last week from Rashi numerous cases. Either Bishus HaRabim, or you're in a Chatz HaShutvin, or you're in somebody else's property, Bishus, or you and the next person might be in yet a third person's property. Both of you are Bishus. As long as you have a right to walk over there, you're considered Bishus. If both of you have no right to walk over there, then Yishneim Shaloi Bishus. Comes along the Mechaber and says, Avim Ro Zeh Zeh, which we said the Piskei Teshuva B'Shem, the Dogm Ravava, qualifies to mean that one person saw the other person, so he's more at fault because he noticed the other person there, even though they were Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shaloi Bishus. Afa Bishloi Kivnu, even if he did not have a kavana when he was being mazik, chayovim, he's going to be chayiv. Each one would be chayiv. The person who saw, that's the person who's going to be chayiv. Similar to the halacha we learned in Sivav, that over there it says also that it's only talking about bishlo yoda, but if it was re'eyu, even if the guy was bishus, even if he was re'eyu, the shaloi bishus, then all of a sudden it doesn't have the heptur of being bishus anymore, because he saw the other guy there, you're supposed to be more careful, even though the other guy was trespassing, still you had to be more careful, and you're going to be chayiv. So too over here, if you saw the other person, you're going to be more chayiv. That's the halacha. So let's try to understand this a bit better, and hopefully tonight we'll go berichas in the svaris. And let's start. I guess the good place to start would be is this massive cotton ches. What does it mean? What's the lamdas? The shnei bishus, shnei shalei bishus. For hizik yichayv, and for usku yipata. So if you look in the sma, about halfway down, Sivkon Ches, he says, V'davka b'huzku zem mizeh b'turin, this halacha, that yipata, when yishneim b'shus, yishneim shalei b'shus, is only if it was huzku, is only if it was a passive hezek. Aval hiziku zezeh, but it was proactive, if he was kumvasei, he hurt the other person, then even if he did a b'lei kavon, then he's chayovin. Why? What's the svar? To kol echad havele la'asuki aydaite, each person is supposed to entertain, k'moysha aninich nasti l'chotza chevei rei b'shus, just like I entered my friend's chatzah bishus, or shaloi bishus, whatever the case may be, Cain, so too, nichnas gam Cain acher, so too Yana came. If I came there bishus, I have to assume, well, if he's benevolent to give me bishus to walk into his property, probably he gave others as well. Or if I trespass in his property and I'm doing something shaloibishus, Zion, I should entertain that just like there's one Russia, me in the world, there's probably another Russia walking someone else's property shaloibishus as well. Whatever I'm doing, I should entertain someone else is doing as well. And therefore, if I'm mazik him, I'm going to be chayiv. If I go into the balabais, his property shaloibishus, and I damage, and I have this din with the balabais, which is sivvav, right, over there, talking about where the hezek was done to the balabais. The lohavile le balabais lazuki edaitai. The balabais doesn't have to entertain sheichnus milu shusay shalim edaitai. He doesn't have to entertain that someone's going into his property shaloi bushus. He, the balabais, is there bushus. Meshumoche afilu huzuk mimen the balabais is chayiv nechnas. There, the shaloi bushus is all the way chayiv, even for huzuk balabais, even for a passive hezek. Meshenkin by shneim bushus, shneim shaloi bushus, for a proactive hezek, I'm talking. But for a passive hezek, I'm not chayiv. Why? Because the other person should also have entertained that I'm there, and he should be careful not to trip over me. Just like I have to entertain not to hurt him, he has to entertain not to trip over me. So therefore, both parties are at fault, both parties are responsible for the hezek, and therefore for hezek I'd be chayiv because I did the hezek. But for huzak, where he tripped over me, where he was also responsible for the hezek, I'm going to be potter because he should have entertained that I'm there. Means the whole svara of shnei b'shus, shnei shloi b'shus, eko shloi b'shus, is a vod of havalei lasuke edaiti. Should I have entertained that you're there? Should you have entertained that I'm there? But eko b'shus, eko shloi b'shus, the b'shus entertains nothing, only for another bishus, not for the shaloi bishus. Mashenkin, the shaloi bishus has entertained for another shaloi bishus, and kosher came for a bishus. And by shnei bishus and shnei shaloi bishus, we have to entertain again for each other. We're on the same level. And Batsim, this is really a taisis. Taisis and Daf Menchesam Mit Beis explains that this is the reason why the chilukim of vecha bishus vecha shaloi bishus and shnei bishus, mamish these two halakas. And I'm going to say over the basically the verbatim of Taisis. Taisis says like this. The Islay Lasuki Adaita, he's supposed to entertain Kamosh Nosan Loy Rishus, Kamoki Nosan Loach Rishus, or Kamosh Hu Nichnas Shaloy Bishus, just like he entered Shaloy Bishus, Shemagam Achne Nichnas Shaloy Bishus. Aval Echo Bishus, the Echo Shaloy Bishus, Octaisis. Hi, the Shaloy Bishus person, Islay Lasuki Adaita Bahai. He should entertain that someone else is there. Kochikain a Bishus guy. Vahai, the Bishus person, lesle lasuke adaite bahai. The Bishus person doesn't have to entertain that there's a shaloi Bishus person there. That's the thesis. I can't. That's the lumdus over here. So now the obvious kasha is probably bothered by, and that's what I'm going to try to go into, is let's take first step. If I'm the Bishus and you're the shaloi Bishus, I have to entertain, I don't have to entertain that there's a person shaloi Bishus there. But if there's another person b'shus here, I do have to entertain that he's there, right? For another b'shus state in Zion, shnei b'shus, that I have to entertain that there's someone else there. So typically, even when it's shaloi b'shus, I should have to be nizar, not to trip over or not to be mazik, the b'shus person, so therefore I should be careful, even on the shaloi b'shus person. If the whole svar is havelei lasuka daiti, how to the degree, the level of zahiris I'm supposed to have, The level shouldn't change. That level I need anyway, because there's supposed to be another person here who might be Bishus or might be Shaloi Bishus. Well, you're Shaloi Bishus, but I might have someone else who's there Bishus, so I should have to entertain that he's there. So let me be more Zahari, and if I have to be more Zahari for him, even if I'm Mazik, you, the Shaloi Bishus, I should be Chayiv. What's going on here? It seems that the halacha of Vav and Zayin are saying across the board, Echo Bishus Vecha Shaloi Bishus, the Bishus person never has to entertain for the Shaloi Bishus, and he's always going to be potter. Now, in Sif Vav Grad, it's not so bad, because Sif Vav happens to be talking about a balabais. So if you want to action, you could say, I'm really actionist, but if you want to say, you could say the balabais knows if he ever gave a rishus to anyone to enter his chotzen. If he didn't, then he doesn't have to entertain for the b'shus. And Mimela, if he trips over shalab b'shus, the shalab b'shus will be chayv. It's not much like that. The stimus aloshim doesn't say that. That Ukimto. Pasha is talking about where maybe he gave five other people rishus to enter his property, to always cut through his property whenever they want, and now he's bumping into a shaloi b'shus. All of a sudden, the shaloi b'shus is chayiv. Why? Because the balabais didn't have to be zar. He did have to be zar. He had to be zar for other people. What's going on? So the difference is chayiv how to ask this kasha. The way I asked the kasha was he has to be careful that there's somebody else there, b'shus. let's say in the case of a Baal HaBayis, he gave permission to other people, let him be careful for other people. So that kasha alone is not shver, because let's try to understand what's going on. I want to tell you that because I have to worry about someone else, they're bishos, so if I'm mazik, the person shlo bishos, I should be kaif. Well, we have a concept of tchilata bepshia v'sefer boinis. That's really where I'm trying to play these dynamics here. The reason why you're part in all these type of situations, when you're bishos and that guy shalom bishos, is because it's of the type of an oinis that even though other mood loilam, but he's not mood as I vait for his oinis. It's an oinis gomer, he's not mechui for. But makasha is, but since he has to be careful for other people who are there anyway bishos, so therefore he should be chayiv. So what type of dynamic is that? That's what we call I anyway have to be careful for the person bipshia, for that person, for the person who's bishus. I'm a pishay if I'm not careful. See if I should be chayiv on this person who's there shaloi bishus, even though for him I'm a noinis. Tchilata bipshia for seif boinis is chayiv. But the halakha tchilata bipshia for seif boinis is chayiv is only if it's in oisay momen, if it's in the same person or the same keli, the same. But if here, the only reason why I'm tchilata bipshia is because I have to entertain there's somebody else there bishus, and this guy is takadei shalai bishus, so tchilata bipshia on one person and seif boinis on another person, that we don't invoke the concept of tchilata bipshia for seif boinis. That's so. It's that shiloh, that nusach shiloh, that's not fair. And that's God is mashmois of a gemara and bavakam chafalu from a beis. There are tais and mashmois like that we don't say tchilasa lezeh v'seif boinis lezeh. However, the kasha could be asked a little differently, and perhaps that's what the shita meant when he asked the kasha over here, is that damiyak, forget everyone else. This very same person. Let's say we're both in a third party's rishus. We're Moshe's property, so I know he gave me permission to go in there. I have to entertain. Maybe Chesky also has permission to go in there. Maybe. Now, God of Chesky doesn't, he was trespassing. So I bumped into Chesky, and I'm potter because it's Echo Bishos v'Echo Shalom Bishos. But I should have entertained that maybe Chesky also had Rishos to go in there. So for Chesky alone, I'm a Tchilasa Bipshi. I'm a Peshay because maybe Chesky would have had Rishos, and I should have been careful on him. And a Sefer Boinus, God, he didn't have Rishos, he had no right to be there. But as Tchilasa Bipshi, for Sefer Boinus, I should be Chayiv. As I fact the Shita. And for the Shita, beautiful Teretz, and that is that over here, he's not really a Peshaya anyway. If he would be Chayiv, he wouldn't be Chayiv because he's Adam HaMazik Bepshia. The reason why he'd be Chayiv is because he's Adam HaMazik, which is Chayiv Afilu, Echa B'Shege, Echa B'Meze, Echa B'Oines, Adam Mood Loilam. You have to invoke the concept of Adam Mood Loilam to get him to be Chayiv, even if there's somebody else there, Bishos. If Shnei Bishos and Hezekiel Zezeh, it's not Chayiv because he was Peshaya. He's Chayiv because we have a Ribi Akra that even for Oines, you're Chayiv. Because Batam, I didn't have Kavon Elazik. I had no intention to damage the person. I didn't know he was there. So I'm Chai because of Odomud Loilam. Oh, in the realm of Odomud Loilam, there you can't say it's Chilasa Bishiv of Sefer Boinus. What does the Shita mean? Pashas, he means, Saisim Bava Metziat Sadigim Mabay says a klal that we only say Chilasa Bishiv of Sefer Boinus is Chai. But Chilasa Gneva Va'aveda V'Sefer Boinus, there you're going to be Potter. Let's say you'll have a Shem Mesachah who's Chayfa Gneva Vaveda, and he did something wrong with Geder of a Pshi of Gneva Vaveda. It's a half Pshi, a half Oinus type of a thing. It's Begeder Gneva Vaveda. And it turned out at the end it was an Oinus Goma which he should be Potter for. So he says, you can't say, oh, it's Chayfa of Gneva Vaveda, which is Chayv and Seva Boinus, so let him be Chayv because it's Chayfa Gneva Vaveda. That you don't do. We don't say Chayfa of Gneva Vaveda Seva Boinus is Chayv. Only Chayfa of Bipshi Seva Boinus is Chayv. Here too, by Shnei Bishus, even if we be Shnei... Sorry? Gneva is Muslim Shia. No, Gneva, they're different. Shia by Shem Mechinim is only Chayef of Shia, not for Gneva of Aveda. Sorry? No, not he's doing a Gneva. He's a Shem and someone else steals from him. He didn't protect for a Gneva. So Shem Mechinim would be part of Shem Zoch is Chayef even for Gneva of Aveda. State, if he's Tchilos of Gneva of Aveda, the Sefer Boinus is part of. Here too, what is he? He's Tchilos the Aveda, right? We pass in, the Ramah pass in, Adam is not Mood Lo'ilam, it's only Begeda of a Oinus of Aveda, good. But it's Chilasa Be'Aveda, V'Seifa Be'Oinus. Oh, it's Chilasa Be'Aveda, V'Seifa Be'Oinus, it's Pata. You don't have that Kasha. All Kasha could only be, it would be, if had it been a Pshia, but here it's not a Pshia, so Memel Yapata. That's what the Shita says, my understanding of the Shita. That's if, again, that's if we're talking about I'm being Mazik you. I'm being mazik the shalei bishus person, and I want to say, and I'm the bishus, I want to say, let's be mechayev the bishus, because he had anyway entertained that the shalei bishus person who could have been the bishus. So we say, I'm potter, because klasik nev aved, if a sefer bainus is potter. And Beit and the Maram Shif and the Yam Shishlomo also is this kasha, and they don't mazbe their teres. They just say ishtakak deloy havahachi. Even though for a bishus person I should have entertained, but this guy was here, shalom bishus, I didn't have to entertain that he was there. They're not mazbe exactly what they mean, but the shitek says basically what I told you. But there is a machloikis. That's until now I'm talking about where I'm mazik the shalom bishus. But what about if I trip over the Shalei Bishus and I'm huzak by the Shalei Bishus? Over there, too, it says before in Tzivav that the Shalei Bishus is going to be chayiv. Echo Bishus, Echo Shalei Bishus, the Shalei Bishus is chayiv no matter what, even if he does a passive hezek. On this level, we could also ask, let the Bishus person be nizar. He anyway has to be nizar not to trip over people, because there could be a lot of other people there, Bishus. In fact, you yourself could have been there, Bishus, and I should have been careful not to trip over you, not to get hurt. So now, grant that you were there, shaloi b'shus. Ask the kasha like that. Naniach, I'm not talking about my chiyuvim to the shaloi b'shus. I'm talking about the chiyuvim the shaloi b'shus has to me. Naniach, that he was there, shaloi b'shus, but I had to be careful not to trip over so many people there, b'shus. Grant that I've tripped over a person who was there, shaloi b'shus. But I should have been zohir, and if I'm not zohir, I'm also guilty, I'm also a shutev in this hezek. I'm party to this hezek, because that should be enough to part to the shaloi b'shus. This ready is a machloikas Yam Shleimer and Mashal and Maram Shef. The Yam Shleimer in Echanami says that b'chihai gavno the echo b'shus v'echo shaloi b'shus b'chihai gavno the shaloi b'shus will not be chayiv if the b'shus trips over him. That which it says in Sif Vav that the shaloi b'shus is chayiv if the b'shus trips over him is only because it's talking about a balabas. The balabas owns his chatzah. He knows exactly what went on. He knew he didn't give rishus to this guy to come in. He knew maybe he didn't give rishus to anybody to come in, whatever the case is. But he's talking about a balabas. When he's talking about a balabas, the balabas doesn't have to be zar. So the shaloi bishus will be chayev on the bishus for tripping over him. But in Sif Zayin, which we're talking about, let's say, in a third person's property, and we both are there, and I'm there bishus, and you're there shaloi bishus, and I trip over you, the Yam Shleimer holds that that's taka enough of a svara, at least to pat the shaloi. It's not enough of a svara that I should be chayiv on the bishus. That I should be chayiv on the shaloi bishus if I'm mazik to shaloi bishus. But it's enough of a svara that the shaloi bishus could be potter if I trip over him.
Isn't that a stira to the
cloud?
Right.
What is that a stira?
Over here, if he's mazik to shaloi bishus, he would be potter.
I'm be potter because for you, you don't have a right to be there. Correct. But I'm trying to invoke the svara, not that I shouldn't be mazik. I'm trying to invoke the svara to pater you. Avada, you want to know my zeis. Avada my zeis, I should be more careful not to be mazik you than to be genizik. But on your cheshbon of to pater you, that you were damaging me, it's enough that I was party to the hezek, because for you alone, I wouldn't have been. It means if I would have been normal and watched out, the hezek wouldn't have taken place. So I was party because I was also guilty for not watching out. So that's enough of a svara to pater you if I trip over you. And then Maram Shif argues, and Maram Shif says all the way that Echa Bishus Vecha Chaloy Bishus, it's irrelevant if we're talking about a balabais, or we're talking about in a third person's chotza. If it's Echa Bishus Vecha Chaloy Bishus, the Chaloy Bishus is always chayiv on the bishus, even though the bishus should have been more careful for other people. But for this person, he didn't have to be careful. That's the halacha, Dr. Maram Shif, and therefore he would be chayiv. The shaloi bishus would always be chayiv. So at least, let's go back here, just to summarize and take a shaila. But when you have echo bishus ve'echo shaloi bishus, the bishus person is always going to be potter if he's mazik the shaloi bishus. When you have him being huzak on the shaloi bishus, there the shaloi bishus is chayiv if it's umar balabais, that's by sivav. And when the third party is bishus, it's a makloikas Yam Shleima and Maram Shif. Yam Shleima holds it's enough of a svara to potter the shaloi bishus for a passive hezek, and Maram Shif holds all the way that no, he'll still be chayiv, the shaloi bishus will be chayiv even for a passive hezek.
Why don't we say that the one that's enemy shus, that his chorus is, if he's the enemy of shus, that he's chayef everything.
It is his chayef everything, but what was the chiluk between echo b'shus and shnei b'shus? Was the chiluk that we're off, and you have echo b'shus, echo shalai b'shus, why don't they both the shalai b'shus? And so on passively trips over him, what happens? Mm-hmm. That he's potter. Why? Soktaisis, because I had to entertain that you were there and you had to entertain I'm there. So now that I'm Bishus, what is that lower my guard? I still have to entertain that the other people there Bishus.
That's a sound that serves for us. Being that relative to the person, it's his fault, and he's a bad mazel. But if he's lower Bishus, relative to Bishus, then that's a different story.
You want to penalize the Shalei Bishus no matter what, that he's at fault because he's Shalei Bishus. But I'm proving you're not like that. When you see Shneim Shalei Bishus, there he's not Chayv. Why? Because the other person, the Nizik, also played the party to the Hezek. Why? Because he should have entertained. So even though he's Bishus, he did the same thing wrong. He wasn't careful. He was exact. What's the chiluk if that guy, the Nizik, was Bishus or Shalei Bishus? He also wasn't careful. But Taisus said that the whole chiluk between Bishus and Shalei Bishus is this svara. Havelel Asuka Edaite. If this person was as much Havelel Asuka Edaite as that person, if the Bishus have a Havelel Asuka Edaite, not the trip like the Shalei Bishus, it's the same. It's worse. Alright, you have to. Alright, fine. If you understand about it, it's fine. Hopefully, when Yatzer Tam, we do Sifches, we'll try to bring the Rai from the Maram Shif. But right now, we should walk away. We have a Makhloikas Maram Shif and Mashal on a Huzak type of situation by Echa Bishus, by Echa Shalei Bishus, in the third party's Bishus.
Does Maram Shif explain himself why he holds that?
No, it doesn't. Also, Ishtakik Dalaha
Vahochi. Also, wouldn't I entertain a difference in awareness if, as far as knowing that a person's there, Bishus or Shalei Bishus? Would I be more careful?
Well, if I know that you're there, if I know that there's six people right now there, Bishus, and you have to be the Shalei Bishus, but my guard has to be up. I have to make sure not to.
The person Shalei Bishus would be knowing himself differently.
Oh, the Shalei Bishus had to be knowing differently. I hear. Hey, Lemais, I hear. All right, fine. It's sort of like what he.
I have people go find probably Bishus and Shalei Bishus. They all do the same thing.
All right, fine. Now that we understand the dynamics a little more, let's go back to just to touch up Sivav a little better. Sivav says that if the Bishus person knew about the Shalei Bishus, then we don't have the dynamics of Eka Bishus, Veka Shalei Bishus. If he knew about the Shalei Bishus, then if he's Mazik the Shalei Bishus, he'd be Chayiv, and if he's Huzak Ayidei the Shalei Bishus, the Shalei Bishus is going to be Pata. In other words, just Mamaloshin, in other words, that if I know that you're there, Shalei Bishus, but I know that you're already there, then it blibes like Shneim Bishus. Even though you talk at the Shalei Bishus, but at the same halacha of Shneim Bishus. Because I have to be aware of you, just like you have to be aware of me. Just like you have to be Nizah, I have to be Nizah, because I saw you. The whole Svara Shalei Bishus, I don't have to have a Leila Sukeh Dati that you're there, so I don't have to entertain you, I have to be Nizah from you. But Vivad, I saw you there, so as I'm there Shalei Bishus, I have to be Nizah from you, have a Leila Sukeh Dati, I even saw you. So Mamela has the same dynamic of Shneim Bishus and Shneim Shadat. That's Pshat in the end of Sivvav. And what we asked last week, which is what the Goyim means to ask, is that's very good in Sivvav, that Yoda, this Re'ia, I saw you there, raises my level to now makes it the dynamic of Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalei Bishus. But comes along the Mechab in Siv Zayin, it says the same thing. When you have Ro Zeh Zeh, if all of a sudden, even though we're there Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalei, we already have to be Asik Adaiti for each other, because we're at the same level. And Grada, I was Ro, I Grada saw you, all of a sudden, Afa Bishulekivnu Am Chayov, Am Chayiv. Both of us are the Bishus or Shalei Bishus. I see you, you trip over me, all of a sudden I'm Chayiv. Why am I Chayiv? What does Yoda do here? What does Ra do for you? Anyway, when we have Shneim Bishus, we have to entertain that each other is here. Or Shalei Bishus, we have to entertain that each other is there, Shalei Bishus. Just like I'm the Shalei Bishus, you're the Shalei Bishus. What is Ra going to help you to all of a sudden make you more Chayiv? How does that work? Sorry?
No, it's the
Bishus. No, that's Sukkah Adaita. A regular case. If Moshe is very nice, you see, he gives permission for people to walk through his property. If he gave me permission, he's going to give Chesky permission too. He's going to give Yitzchak permission, he has to cut through to Adam. He's going to give other people permission. So if I have to entertain, if I'm there, he's going to be there too. But all of a sudden, if it's Ra, that's already worse. What's that? It's more of a Havalei La Sukkah Adaita.
For sure, it's better than Sukkah Adaita, right? He sees him, right?
I saw him not now. I'm not seeing while I punch him. I saw him 5 minutes ago, right? I saw him there, so I have to assume that he's still there. Good.
Okay, so I'm saying less of an oinus Asuke Adaita is what you assume the guy might be there. I see the guy there.
Okay, I'm just saying it's a chiddush of the Machaber. It's not. There's no Gemara Rishonim like this Machaber.
I mean
a tour Machaber.
What I'm saying. Difference of raw on Asuke Adaita.
But even what you're saying that you could now, even in Asuke Adaita, there are greater degrees of Asuke Adaita, which is what you're trying to accomplish. That is a chiddush. That there's no makor for that chiddush.
Well, you say as far as Asuke Adaita, so that the chiddush is always someone's going to be there, whether they're b'shus or b'shus, and automatically makes every single case b'shus. Every single time I have Asuke Adaita, right?
Good.
Even though they're shalom b'shus, it automatically makes it. I have to be chiddush up to someone else is going to be there, right? So since I'm b'shus everybody else, it's never shaykh a case of b'shus shalom b'shus.
Well, that was Shiloh Mamshef and Mashal. That was the Shiloh that Teretz is, for some reason, for you, Lamaisa, Ishtakak Dalav Hachit, you were there Shalab Hashus. I have the dynamics of Echav Hashus, Echav Shalab Hashus. So, what do you want to say that? Is that mean the one? Okay, so that was the Shiloh we've had. That we see already, that's the Machlek Zachroinim. But I'm going on the Machab, that the Machab, they might want to spar from there, that you see that there are vital levels of at fault, of responsibility, of Havalei Lazugadai. I'm more Havalei Lazugadai for Bishus than the Shalai Bishus. And here, I'm even more than Havalei Lazugadai because I was even raw. So it's in the next Daga. Yeah. But that's a chiddush of this Mechaba. Well, that's a Gemara. Hopefully we'll get to it, but not tonight, but we'll touch on that. Okay. Let's continue in the Mechaba. So let's go. So Nakama says, Muhammad says, Avam Rozeh, all of a sudden we up you a notch, Avam Bishalai Kivnu, you're going to be Chayiv. Lefikok Zakta Makaba. Once I told you that Shneim Bishos, Shneim Shalai Bishos, Huzku is Potter, and his equals Chayiv. Lefikok, Beisho you rotten Bishos Arabim, two people are running Bishos Arabim, Oisho you Mahalkum, or they were walking. So Rotzim is Shneim Shalai Bishos, walking is Shneim Bishos. V'husku zeh b'zeh, if they tripped over each other, they're going to be paturim. Hiziku zeh, if they damaged each other, then you're going to be chayovim. In Allah, run Rishos Rabim, of course not. A lot of speed? No. It's dangerous. The people there, how can you run Rishos Rabim?
It's about the
shul.
It's Rishos
Rabim. All right, one second, we'll get to one. Oh, sorry? Right, be now let her run. Running is a peshe because you can't be on guard. It's much more difficult to control yourself. You're allowed to drive, you're not allowed to go 100 miles an hour either, right? Even though you're allowed to drive. But to get to the cutoff point that you consider shalei b'shus for going too quick. So l'chayah, this Mechaber's example is really the Mishnah, and that's coming from his klal. He's touching up that's a kash name b'shus, shneim shalei b'shus. So b'zai, and just like the Mechaber stipulated before, that ra makes a difference, then by walking or running b'shus rabim, ra is also going to make a difference. And that's what the Sman, Sifkot Nyud, the end of the Sman says, or Mach Kosov, Husku Zeh Bezeh Spurturim, Hainodavku Beloi Rau Zeh Zeh. But if you saw, Vaita, you're going to be Chayiv even for Huzak, because that's what the Mechaber said at the beginning, that even by Shneim Bishos, Ra makes it worse. Okay. Now, talking about running, Rishos Arabim, so practical applications, like I said, speeding, that's a good one. The Orach HaShulchan says that even though you're not allowed to run in a Rishus Arabim, but other places you are allowed to run. He says, like a Sada or a Bika, there you are allowed to run. If it's not heavily populated, so there you're allowed to run, and it's considered Bishus. It's only B'makam Hilich Arabim, like Rishus Arabim, that's a place we're not allowed to run, and there you're considered Shaloi Bishus. Shaloi Bishus is, no. That's the Echa Bishus is Lav Lezuka Dai, that someone else says Shaloi Bishus. But the Shaloi Bishus, everyone has to be careful where they walk, and everyone has to entertain that someone else is there. But I don't have to entertain that there's someone else there, Shaloi Bishos, if I'm only there, Bishos. If I'm there, Shaloi Bishos also, then I have to entertain.
The Gemara doesn't say that the Rishos by Rots, by Erev Shabbos, it doesn't use a Lashon.
Oh, one second, Erev Shabbos is going to...
No, I'm saying it doesn't use a Lashon, they're both in Netzei HaSada, the Erev Shabbos.
Right. So you want to see what Sada, maybe go out to the Sada, you have to go through the Rishos Ravim to get there, right, maybe on the way. So this, what I just told you, so far we're learning Rashi's Pshat. Now, of course, I told you last week that the Rambam has his whole new halacha. Rambam holds that even for Hiziku, you're going to be pot unless you're Kivnu, and unless you have a Kavana. And Obizai, in this case also, even for Ziku Zezer, you're going to be pot until you have Kavana Lahazik, if you're all in the same Pashas, like the Rambam, that's what should come out. But we don't go with the Rambam. But there's actually a Yad Ramah, which is very important, and the Goyim brings it down. If you look in Sifkon Chav Aleph, the Goyim says, Ken Kosov Rashi, good. Avalatur, b'shem harama Kosov, dekan, in this case of running in Rishus Harabim, or walking with Shisarabim, and they crash into each other. Kevin de Tavayo Avdi Maisa, since both are playing a role in the Hezek, because they're both walking to each other or running to each other. Af Heziku, even if they proactively hurt each other, Kuhusku Dami, that's considered like Huzak. Hezek is if you're stationed, I hit you. That's Hezek. But if we both contribute to the Hezek, that's considered Huzak, and therefore I would be Potter, because for Shneim B'shus, Shneim Shalom B'shus, Huzak is Potter. Why is it? What's the Sfara in Huzak? Well, what's it between Hezek and Huzak altogether?
I'm getting hit when I'm hitting.
Yeah, but both parties of Mazik Shaviat fall. Teretz is the Nizek is playing a role in the Hezek. When I'm hitting you, you're not playing a role in the Hezek. If you're tripping over me, you're playing a role. So to Rama, well, if you have a case, those are two extremes. If you have a case that they're both playing a role, we're both running into each other, so then that's considered also like Huzak and Uibata. And it's very negay, because half the car accidents are both people are at fault, both people are playing a role and are Avdi Maisa. Now, in the Yad Ramah itself, to this Lashon of Kivin to Davai Avdi Maisa, we don't have a Yad Ramah in Bava Kama, but we got it from the tour. This Lashon Avdi Maisa, the Chabur is in Yeshiva, and it's funny, our Chabur had the Shaila, and the next Chabur has the Shaila, the ongoing Shaila, how vital to understand this Yad Ramah. Is the Yad Ramah saying, if we have a head-on collision, so the impact, if Reuven was going 25 miles an hour, and Shimon was going 25 miles an hour, well, Betzirif, now they're going 50 miles an hour. Means the damage that's going to be suffered by the Nizek is going to be so much more greater, because the Nizek was also contributing to the role of the Hezek, because he was also speeding, or he was also, if the Shnei Malchim, he was also had inertia, he was also moving. So therefore, they both played a role in the Hezek. But what would be if the Nizek's role didn't cause the damage to be any greater? For example, the Mazik was going from north to south, and the Nizek was going from east to west. He was cutting across his path. It's not because of his movement. Sometimes, God, even then, his movement causes the car to, like, sort of scrape as the car is going by. You know, also on the side of the door keeps on going and going. But let's assume if we have a case where the Nizik's inertia didn't play a role in any Tosefes Hezek, but he cut across the path of the Mazik, and had he been stationary, the Mazik would have been clean and would have been right. He wouldn't have damaged it. It's only because the Nizik cut across. Is that also considered Tavayo Avdi Maisa? That the Nizik also played a role, because if the Nizik wouldn't have been moving, the Mazik wouldn't have hit him. Even though the Nizik's movement didn't help in the degree of the Hezek. Sorry? That's the Shaila. Now, Lamais is, it's only Shaila really perhaps in the words of the Yad Ramah. But if you look in the Rishonim, in the Sugya, you're going to see that the other Rishonim, we say, is very similar to the Yad Ramah. There's a Ravid, and it's a Toysevid, Piskevid. They say very similar, and I'm going to try to quote it over, the Lashonis. You'll see that it's a Dakistik, but the Lashonis are, the Ravid says, Tishani Hocho, the Kol Echor Hevi es Atzmoy Benezek. Each one brought himself into the Nezek. It sounds like from the Ravid, again, you can action, but it sounds like the Ravid that even if you just merely cut across the path and you were involved in Hezek because you brought upon the Hezek, even though it wasn't any worse because of it, but you brought upon the Hezek, that'll be enough to be considered Huzku. And the Taisi Zerid also says a similar lashon, and he says, the Pasha Anafshe, the Iboile Liuni, Kivin Shaboim Zekanegazer. We're going head on, so just like you had to be careful to watch out for me because I'm in front of you, well, I should have been careful not to hit into you because you're in front of me. Well, you have to know, if you're going on the side, but if we could have seen each other, and just like you should have seen me, I should have seen you, we're at a perpendicular, it's a 90 degree angle, we're both. I should have seen you, you should have seen me. So if that's the case, then we both brought upon the Hezek, and that will be enough to be considered Huzku. So that's the Yad Ramah. And Be'etzem, a lot of Rishonim Amuvu like this. A lot of Achronim say that that Pshat and Tosis is like the Yad Ramah. Some even want to entertain that even Rashi meant the Yad Ramah. It's a bit of a stretch. But they say Rashi only said a different Pshat in the Gemara because he didn't like the Lashonis in the Mishnah. Be'etzem, he might be moved to the dinner of the Yad Ramah. At the end of the day, it seems for many Kama V'Kama Achronim, and that's how a lot of Batei Din Anoig is to use this Yad Ramah, and that is if the Nizik played any role in the Hezek, that's already considered Huzku. Bedku, and if it's Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shalei Bishus, that's already is going to be a Patur. It's only if one was Shalei Bishus and the other guy was Bishus. If one was Rots and one was Mahalik, oh, then we could hit him. But if it's Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shalei Bishus, that Husku is Pata, this case would also be Pata because they both were involved in the Hezek. The Tshuvas Chavis Yar, if you want to know Taich, the Chavis Yar says that the Taich is even like the Yadraman, not like Rashi. Rashi, the way his Taich was, is Husku means that the Mazik was stationary and the Nizik tripped over the Mazik. So, in fact, the Chavis Yar, but the Gemara is talking about Shneim Hauchim, Bishus Ram, or Shneim Ratzim. We were both moving. So, how do you ever have this Loshin of Husku Zeb Bezeh, like Rashi? It doesn't make sense. The Taich doesn't fit. You can never have two people walking and running and still have a huzak where only the nizik was moving and the mazik wasn't moving. Doesn't make sense. Pishon Yadamai, very good. We crashed into each other. It was a head-on collision. So we both were party to the hezik. So then you could have husku, even though shneim malchum and shneim rotzim. But if you can have one person stationary, that's what huzak means. Well, here, no one's stationary. You can never have husku. So what's the halacha of shneim rotzim, husku?
As a person's running. And as he's running, his feet are flying out from under him, right?
Good.
As the other guy, his catch is going on the feet. He's running this way. And that's the same thing as standing still. I'm saying, as if someone's running, his feet are going out, right? So his
he's going out. It's not, you're talking about that he bumped into the guy. Who bumped into who? Reuven and Shimon.
He's not bumping.
He's not bumping?
The fact that a person's running.
Right. And he tripped?
No, his feet. He tripped over his foot.
He tripped over the other guy. But the other guy wasn't moving?
As far as the tripping is concerned, that's static. It's not moving.
Oh, so basically what you're trying to do is push through, and I agree that that's the pshat, and you have to say that for Rashi, even though the Chavizio blives fair, is that Rashi is lavdavki. He didn't mean mamish, the person is stationary. As long as klapi this hezek, the role of the hezek was done by the nizek brought upon the hezek himself, that is considered huzak, even though the mazek was also moving. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what you want to say. Right, that's a simple case. There's somebody in front of me, and I'm speeding even quicker than the guy in front of me, and I trip over that guy, which you're going to see is different examples of Shinayin tests like that. That you can have a case, even though we're both moving or we're both running, and nevertheless, it's considered huzak because the person in front of me, klapi, this hezek didn't play a role. I did the whole hezek, klapi. Okay, in a claim, but just what at least you. Bringing out that you'd love to have stationary. You could have even a movement to say Rashi. You're going to have to say that, otherwise you don't have a pshat here.
Isn't by driving car, one has the right way, one doesn't have
a right? Depending on the case. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes it's shneim shalei bishus because this one jumped a stop sign, and this one didn't speed, this one sped, and this one didn't put on a signal, and this one parked off the curb. And every week we have Dini Torah, half the time the Shneim Shalei Bishus. If you get into a Chuli, I don't know, it's a wish it, if you get into an accident, it's usually one guy Shalei Bishus, and very often the both Shalei Bishus. That's how it is. As a kasha for mice, but that's how it is. Okay.
When he passed the Lush of Shneim Ratzin, if one of them ran into the other guy behind him, then the fact that the front guy is, why would he want to say a case like that?
Because had it been not Ratz, maybe I would have been a little more careful. He could have been a little more careful not to bring upon the Hezek. Right, he could have, if he would have been walking, he might have been a defense driver. Right, you can be a little more careful. Okay, we're gonna have that in Chinayin test. Believe that, then we'll get to it. Okay, fine. Let's move on. So that's basically what comes out of here from the Yad Ramah. So you should remember, this is a Yisrael before we take it to the next step, that Echo B'Shus V'Echo Shalei B'Shus Nachamol, the B'Shus is Ways Pata, Shalei B'Shus Ways Chayev, Shneim B'Shus Shneim Shalei B'Shus, Hizik is Chayev, Huzak is Pata, and Lit Yad Ramah, even if it's a form of a Hizik, but if we both were party to the Hizik, that's already considered Huzak. Okay, let's do Sivchas. If one was running and one was walking, so the guy who was running is Shaloi Bishos, and the guy who was walking is Bishos, and the Mahalik got damaged by the Rots, he tripped over the Rots, and it was a Maisa Huzak, Chayiv, the Rots is going to be Chayiv, Mnesha Rots, Shaloi Bishos, and we have already Halach and Tzivvav, that when you have Echo Bishos, Echo Shaloi Bishos, the Shaloi Bishos is Chayiv, even for a passive Hezek on the Bishos. So here too, the Mahalik is considered Bishos, and the Rots is Shaloi Bishos. So he's Chayiv. And who are then you going to have to say that we're talking about a case where the Mahalik didn't see the runner. If he saw the runner, well, in Sif Vav it says that if you have a Bishos who saw the Shalai Bishos, it blives now like Shneim Bishos, and for Huzak he'd be Potus. You have to say that the Mahalik didn't see the runner, and it tripped over the runner. He cut across like right in front of him without him seeing. Good. Bamedra Mamurim, when is this applicable? Bechoyim. In a normal situation, a weekday, you're not supposed to be running, which is a rabbim. But by Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontov, the Pishon Mishnayis, and the Rav says, or Erev Yontov, the same thing, you have to be Mechon for Sudas Shabbos and Yontov. So you're very torrid, it's a very busy Zahiris, Zahiris take a time. Bein Ashmoshes, Mechaba, it's Gemara, even Bein Ashmoshes, we're going to see what that means if it's Dafganan. Sorry? Good. Have a Bereshas ben Neshmoshes. He's part of Mnei Shiratz Bashus because you're allowed to run Erev Shabbos ben Neshmoshes to take care of your things. So if it's Ech Malik Vecha Rot, very good, and no normal situation, Ech Bashus, Ech Shalai Bashus, and if it's Erev Shabbos, then even in that case, the Rot sky is considered Bashus, so now it's regular Din Neshneim Bashus, and for Hizik, he'd be Chayiv, and Huzak, which is the case we're talking about, he'd be Potter. Very simple. And we have this people speed on Erev Shabbos too. And they do crazy things on Erev Shabbos. So you have to entertain that Erev Shabbos, when it's a Zrizis Tikka time, it's Torah, so then all of a sudden you might be Rishus for certain things that you do. Not for everything. It's not a license. Sorry? Speeding is normally Shalai Rishus. So Erev, again, you want to know in the government? The government will give you a ticket. They don't have if the minig is... When we said last week also, what's considered Rishus and Shalai Bishus? Speed limit is 65. So you go 60 Shalai Bishus? No, of course not, because everyone goes 66. But many people go, I would say probably the majority of people go even 70. It's not a problem. Right? You go a few miles above the seam alone, and that's already, and the cops don't even stop you. It's line sickness. They don't even bother. And they took into account, even when they made the speed limit 65, they knew that 70 you can control a car, so they made the speed limit 65, because everyone likes to speed. So maybe everyone will be yait, so we're going a few miles over the speed limit. Good. But that's fine. If everyone does it, that's considered bishus. Now, Erev Shabbos, if you tell me, and I'm not saying that, but if you tell me that on Erev Shabbos, people go quicker, so on a highway, Lavd Africa, but locally, look what goes on Erev Shabbos. The streets, people are a little more villed when they drive Erev Shabbos before Shabbos. You want to tell me that I let it go 60 miles an hour on 14th Street? Probably not. You want to know you let it go 40? Probably, yeah. What's the speed limit? I don't know. My guess is, I don't even know the speed limit. 35. Okay, probably even 45 people go on Erev Shabbos. You can clock them, maybe even 50. Confection collection, when they do deliveries Erev Shabbos, how do they go? 25. 25, yeah. Yeah, tell it to the cop. Yeah, all right.
How about Shmir Zastarim?
Okay, fine. So now, when you're going for Erev Shabbos, if the minig is that they go a little quick and they're a little more filled, so that's acceptable, that's entertainable, because that's you're supposed to watch out. You know that this is how it goes, and that's considered fine. All right. So that's Erev Shabbos. Now, what does it mean, Ben Hashmashes? So, Krata, there are Rishonim, don't even bring it down. The Pishon Mishnayis and the Rav don't even bring down the words, Ben Hashmashes. There's an Or Zerua and the Goyis Hashri, who are medayik, Hayois Rashi said the word is Lohachin Tzorchi Shabbos. Our Rashi doesn't say it, but our Zeru had such a Rashi. And a lot of Rishonim use that Nusak, the Rosh, and a lot of Rishonim use that Nusak. It's to be Mechim for Tzorchim. Muki Yosef gives examples. You have to take a shower, you have to buy things even, you have to prepare for Shabbos, you have to go to a mikvah, whatever, you have to do things for Shabbos. So we're talking about clearly not Ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes, you're not allowed to do any of this. So Zakhtar Zeru, Akochok, it can't mean Mamish Ben Hashmoshes. Akochok, it means even before Ben Hashmoshes. So as the real guy's a tree, what he thinks Ben Hashmoshes is means it's Lav Dafka Ben Hashmoshes. It means from Chatzay Sayyim Ve'elach. When people are busy preparing for Shabbos, it gets hectic. That's from Chatzay Sayyim Ve'elach. That's when you have this halacha of Ben Hashmoshes, of Erev Shabbos, that you consider a Ratz Peshos. Yeah, that's what he has it for. Okay, we're going to get to other mitzvahs. We'll see. But what we're talking about right now is about preparing for Shabbos and Yontif. What? Friday. Oh, on Friday before First Eid is the more busy than on a different day before First Eid? Oh, yeah? I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
You said
it's about him
for what was the
beginning of this. Right, we're going to get through. Let me flesh it out. 100%. Let me flesh it out. Okay. So it says like this. What I just told you is a Goy Seshri and the Arzarua. Now, the Yamshe Shloime also says the same thing, and he says that Enechanami, the Loshen Ben Hashmoshes is Lav Davka, but Adarab, it's Rabusa. It's a Chiddush to say it's Ben Hashmoshes. We know 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Nevada, you have to run to take care of Shabbos. That we know you're busy buying, running, getting, picking up from the cleaners. That's for sure you're busy. But it's already been a shmash shkia. What is it to do? Of them state, nevertheless, even then people are busy. Whether they're busy, so the... You could be busy doing certain things that you're allowed to do by the Shmashas, but the Gemara says, and Rabbeinu Yonison even touches this in the Gemara, that when the Gemara asks, what are you busy? What's the my bishus? Like the Gemara, you're running out to the Sada to be Netzel Likras Kala, Shabbos Malkasa. What are you running out? So like Rabbeinu Yonison, that's the Chiddush. This is the Var, the same thing I'm showing. But the Var is that even if you're not doing the Trach from the regular time, but you're running out to prepare to greet and come to Shul and Daven and say L'chadoidi, whatever it is, to be prepared to be Makabel to Shabbos Malkasa, Boifin. Covered the way you're supposed to be prepared for Shabbos. Losh and Rami say should be ponu to prepare whatever it is, but that's considered bishus. Oh, so come to us that the banish mushes is lav dafka. And the Arzaru says it means from chatzay ayon ve'elak. Now, there's a Mordechai that the Mordechai was asked, what happens if you're running to shul or running to a base in Medrash and you are huzak and something happens? What will be then? So there, the Mordechai says, you don't have this patur. This patur is only if you're torrid. Like Bein HaShmash, Erev Shabbos, you're torrid. But Stam, if you're running to another Dvar Mitzvah, you're supposed to, the Gemara says, you're allowed to run to Shul even on Shabbos, because it's a Mitzvah Lord, you're supposed to run to a basic Knesset. So it's Tuesday afternoon, nothing's pressing, but you're going to Mitzvah, you want to run, to be Kabbal, the senior, you're supposed to run to Shul, run to a Mitzvah. Oh, 1 second. So the Mordechai says that doesn't count. That's not considered this patur of Bershus. Bershus is only Erev Shabbos with a Mamish Bol, that's considered Bershus. So Yamshu Shleima understood that the Mordechai and the Gois Hashri and the Tzar Zeruah, they're arguing. The Mordechai Grad is a Gois Maimon, he says as well. So you have a Mordechai and a Gois Maimon, you say that it's only by Erev Shabbos, not by other things when you're not Torah. And here the Gois Hashri and the Tzar Zeruah are saying that Erev Shabbos from Chatzai Sayyam Ve'elach already is considered Bishus because you're preparing for the meal. So the Yam Shoyim it's a Machloikis. And he paskins like the Tzar Zeruah. And therefore, the Yamshu Shleima, even on the Tuesday morning, if you're running to put in your order to buy a kugel, or you're bringing your Shabbos suit to the cleaners to be ready for Shabbos, and it's Tuesday or even Sunday, he holds that that's considered Rotz Bishus, because you're running for the covet of Shabbos. And Zakti Yamshu Shleima is not even limited to covet Shabbos. Any mitzvah, I feel a mitzvah kala. If you're running for a mitzvah, that's already considered Bishus. From the Arzuru, says that Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, you have to Chatzai, Zakti Yamshu Shleima, the Arzuru must be arguing to Mordechai, and we pass in Zakti Yamshu Shleima like the Arzuru, and Mele, any mitzvah kal, even in the beginning of the week, you're already going to have this patur of Bishos. And the Chazi David says the same thing. However, even if it would be a machloikis, if you want to know how we should pass in L'chayra, we should pass in, if it would be a Machloikis, we should pass in like the Mordechai. The Beis Yosef brings down the Mordechai. The Levush, the Erech Lechem, that's a Merikash, over here passing like the Mordechai. The Aruch HaShulchan passing like the Mordechai. Since time Hefker, every time you have a mitzvah, it's only Mamish if you're Torah. So if it would be a Machloikis, L'chayra, you should pass in, not like that, you should pass in only like the Mordechai. But Grado, Lani's diet, I don't even think it's a Machloikis. Let me ask you a shot. Why did Gois Hashri and Arzuru say only by Chatzai Sayyim? The din is, Alok is in Reish Nun, in Orach Chaim, that you have to prepare Suda from Shachris, you have to have Bashkoma, you have to prepare ready for Shabbos. So why is he saying only Chatzai Sayyim Ve'elach? It's a mitzvah. So Yamshu Shleima Megrado tries to get out of it, Ashtekha. He says that from Chatzai Sayyim, you could Neman Min Astam, that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos, which we're going to see a Ramah shortly. But from before Chatzai Sayyim, he has to prove that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos. Okay, but the Stimus Adram is not Mashma like that. Why is he picking Punk Chatzai Sayyim?
It doesn't make a difference even.
No, but Minastam, there are that Minastam, you're allowed to assume it's for Kavit Shabbos. The Arzu Ruh is saying only from Chatzai Sayyim Ve'elach you could assume it's for Shabbos.
For the guy says,
if you're doing for other Kavetim.
So
right, so that's different. I'm not
going to get. What's the help Minastam? What's the gay Minastam?
Regular case. If I don't know, if we don't have aid in what he was doing it for. Minastam, we say that he's doing it Lekavit Shabbos.
If the guy says he's doing Lekavit Shabbos, we don't know what the truth is.
Right. And so you have to assume he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos, right? Zokta Yam Shoyma, that's why you have to chapa chatzais, because chatzais ayam ve'elech is minastam. But before chatzais, you don't have to, he has to prove that he's doing a Lekavit Shabbos.
Stam. Chatzais,
So that's what the Yamshir Shleim is saying. That from Chatzai Zayim Ve'alek is Minestam, and before Chatzai Zayim is not. Okay, let me just flash. We're running out of time. I have a lot to pack in. Maybe we should hold on to the questions to the end. There's a lot over here. I don't want to cut in the middle of this. So he learns that I got the hold that they're not arguing, and the pshat is like this: that avanda is a behilas as a tirda even from chatzay sayyam ve'elach, and Yitaka need that tirda. Stavka chatzay sayyam ve'elach, and the Mordechai also knows that you need the tirda. We're just talking about stam running to shuv, stam in the velterain for mitzvah. It's beautiful to run. You're allowed to run even on Shabbos, but that's not what we're talking about. It has to be a tirda of zrizas. It has to be pressed for time. If you're not pressed for time, not. And Baruch Hashem, I found this is Thursday or Friday. I found the Shloka Kodesh. Shloka the basic mamish says it. He brings down the Goyis Ezri and he brings down the Mordechai and he puts them two together and he mamish ties it up that Ben Shmosh is his lav daka, but don't take it to the extreme. Avada has to be his man torid and Avada has to be only mechatzay seyam ve'elik like the Goyis Ezri. He puts the two together. It's clear from him that he held that there was no machlekes. It's already the Shloka Kodesh. And there are other achronim as well. There's a Yaivitz, Siddur Yaivitz, who also tries to do what the Yamshir Shleim does and says the Chiddush Din Nira that if you're running for any mitzvah, it's already Lepirko, the basic Knesses, already you're going to have the Patur. And there's an Amudei Eish, a bunch of Amudei, but it's Eisenstadt. Amudei Eish brings in the Goyis Yaivitz and says, it's not true. He said, Mamish discussion. First of all, if there would be a Machlokes, you should have to pass him like the Mordechai. And God is not a Machlokes. And God brings down the Shulah also. He touches up the Shulah Mamish. Brok Shikivanti. Mamish says the same thing in the Shulah Kaddish. You see that there's no Machlokes. There's no Machlokes. Avadi, you have to have Tirda. Stam in the Velter and you're just running for mitzvahs. It's beautiful. But if there's no Zrizis, you're not going to have a Ptur. And the Mishkan Yisroyim, Mishkas Arayim says that, let's say, Lamaisa, when you're talking about preparing for Shabbos, he says it has to be Talib Kofi HaMakam Kofi HaZman, depending what the Minig HaMakam is. Some people talk, some cities from Chatzai Sayyim, that's it, they're busy on Tzorchi Shabbos. Some people, they're busy very Tzorchi Shabbos from the morning. It's Ventzach on the place. Whatever the place is. And even the Lashon or Zeruah wasn't punked written in stone Chatzais. He says when it's Muchak, when you're preparing for Shabbos, and then there's a Zrizis, Mechatzais Hayyim, means before Chatzais Hayyim, there's not a Zrizis, because you have plenty of time to take care of yourself. Avadi preparing for Shabbos, but there's no Zrizis, because you have plenty of time during the day. Mechatzais Hayyim, where right now you have to focus on preparation for Shabbos, because the next few hours are going to be only on, limited for preparation for Shabbos, so that Taka in Ekonami, then you can have the Ptur of Zrizis, because you're preparing for Shabbos. But Stam in the Velter, right now. If you look in the Chavis Yoyer, the Piskei Tshuva brings down. We had Grada Din Torah. I should tell you, we had a Maaser Shehaya. There was a person going into a parking lot next to a shul. Reuven parked his car, and he was getting out of his car, and Shimon just sped in to the spot, and while Reuven was opening up the door, they met by accident. So now, they both contributed to the Hezek, so if you go like the Adramat, that should be like Huzku. The person opening up his door, Pashas, was Bishus. He has a right to leave his car. He didn't see the guy flying in. And the guy who flew in came in like a Mishunah Dikas speed, and he was Maida, but he was catching Baruch. He was trying to catch Shachris, mind you, not Maariv. He was trying to catch Baruch. He had a Davin Bitziba, and he's trying to catch, and we had a Shiloh, what to do in this case. And the argument was that he's running to do mitzvahs, so he should be considered Shneim Bishus, and Shneim Bishus, it was Husko, and for Husko he should be Potter. That was the Shiloh. So if you look in the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkot and Dalit, he brings down, Ein B'tshuva is Chavez Yoyer, B'mishoyer Rots, L'kiddush, L'vana, he's running. The Piskei Tshuva brings a very big kiddush. I want to give it out. The Chazan called, apparently the minig then was, the Chazan used to call Kiddush Havana. I guess it sounds like people used to leave the houses and gather together because you're supposed to do it B'tzibah, Kiddush Havana. And he called Kiddush Havana, and everyone left, and this guy, Mamish, his Zrizis and the Slavas to do the mitzvah, Kiddush Havana, he ran. Name Rutzosai, Paga Bechanus Aches, he bumped into a store, V'shafach Kachemen, V'shibeklis Chukis, V'hela, Zok Techavizor, Dechayiv L'shalim. The Ein L'meidin Klal, and he's saying, I'm Rutz for a mitzvah, I'm Rots b'shus, ain lemaiden klal meirots bein hashmoshes be'erev Shabbos. Debahil tuva, sharehu suffik laila. It's mamish suffik laila. Vuz mamut lefnei laila mamish lechol ayeisa elav v'tov kof ama. So he got to learn bein hashmoshes is dafka. And that already, Mishkas Pitim said, what do you mean? We just said that Goy Sashino Azuru says, Lav Davka, good. But he says it's only with his reasons. Kiddush Levana, you have 10 days to be Mekadish the Levana. And even if you hold like the Arizal, so you have 7 days to be Mekadish Levana, you have plenty of time. You didn't have to do it right now. Now, the Chavis Yair goes on. In Pesach Tshuva leaves that, I don't know why now. He says, Ayin Shamoid, beautiful. He says, I, but the guy was calling the Tziva to go out to Kiddush Lavana now, and he was running to be Mitztaref with this minion right now, and it's a beautiful Inyan. And his Lashon is, even though the mitzvah of the Rabbanan gedolim ma'od ma'od, the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana, over Rav Am Hadris Melech, it's mamish gorgeous to make Kiddush Lavana together like we did tonight. He said, big deal. But after Lakatcha Beyachid, you could do Beyachid. Ve'enu kedai, this Indian of being Kiddush Lavana betzibe is not kedai that you should be considered a rishus shiyipata haratz. That's not enough to allow you to run wild in a rishus harabim. That you can't do. Means not everything. It's not stam nevada. It's not nice inning gives you pturas. Ask the kiddush levana alone that you have plenty of time. That tak is important, but you have plenty of time. You have a few days left. But mitzad the tziba shabai, this inning rav amin hadras melech, that's not enough. So come out like the chavis yo. What would be if it's the last night of kiddush levana? You have 15 minutes left according to the moila to nagash levana. Then it could be enochanami. You'll have the ptur of rots, just like this is a ptur of rots because it's manoi bol. You have to get there right away. And he continues, Dr. Chavis Yair, and the Pesach leaves it out. But he says, "Hu adin v'hachanami haratz lebeis haknesses afo pi she mitzvah loritz v'godus charamein kaddish baruchu tefillah metziba." It's gewaldik, but you don't have a ptur ratz because you can daven be yechidus. You don't have to go to shul. It's beautiful and you should go to shul, but that doesn't give you the patur or rot. It's not a zayvai. It's not stam. Everything gives you a patur or rot. Not a zayvai. So, lagabi our shayla, our din Torah, is very nice. He was trying to chapa baruchu and tefila b'tziba, but that's not going to help him because not every rot gives you a patur of b'shus, of rot b'shus.
There's no head of
and what's kedarech?
People do it. That 10 minutes after davening starts.
They run into the spots. I hear. You have to know. All right. Correct. So the Minchas Pidim asks on him that it's fakir from the guys. Ishtamit say the guys that you know the rule say that it's lav davka and a chanami. Oh no! I'll give you a few examples. 1 second. Let me just finish. I'll give you a few examples. What would be if Zokta Minchas Pitim, if it's going to be Mavid as Man Tfila? So in a Kanami, you don't have to daven Bitsibo, you could daven Bichidis, but I got to daven. It's Amrots right now that I got to kapa right.
Where you
went. Well, you're Rishus, I have to have a place to put on my tefillin. I have to go. So I'm running to Shul to go to the side. I'm going to the place. So the Minchas Pitim said that that's considered Rots B'Shus because it's Zman Oiva. What would be, you have a case, there was a tshuva, what's the name of the tshuva? Minchas HaGeshuni, he had a case that it was a Mila B'Yom Shemini, and it was right before Shkia. And he was Rots, to be Megayim the Mitzvah Mila. Do you have the Ptur of Rots B'Shus? So he tries to say that even though it's Hakaz Manabol, so here, look, everyone should be Moida, that's Rots Peshus. He wants to come up with a new Chiddush then. He says that the old din of Rots Peshus is only if Taka, all along you were Rots Peshus. That is, all along you were Mechuiv to Rots, because you were an Oynis the whole day. Let's say right now, all of a sudden you got the green light from the mill to do the Mila. I don't know what the case might be. But he says that, hey, Yais, why are you bothering? Why are you all of a sudden waking up now, 15 minutes before Shkia, to do your Mila? You should have done Mila, Bashkamas Abayka. So here he says, you don't have the Ptur of Rots Peshus. I, Erev Shabbos, prepare you. So he says, Reshtet in the Bay says, Shibbalah Alek, at an Urachayim, that even though it's a mitzvah to do Hachonis mi Baika from Shachris, but the Pasuk says, well, your Mishnah, that you should do a second time, that means to be Marbe, that you're supposed to do it in the afternoon as well. After Chatzos, you're supposed to again be making Tzorchin Shabbos, a little more for Tzorchin Shabbos. So he says, that you couldn't do before, because I had to do something afterwards in the afternoon. So Mimeli says that's why that's different. I hold that, I disagree with him. Lani's Daiti, I'm not one to disagree with him, but I think it's wild. That halacha just means you have to do something in the afternoon. You don't have to be busy for the 5 hours, Erev Shabbos, manabol, for that time that you have the ptur of Rots B'Shus. And you see the Minchas Pitim doesn't say, why did you wait till the last minute to do tefillah b'tziva? You don't have these things. And it's timis of all the achreidim. No one ever said this. Seems the achreidim, when they've done these cases of Rots B'Shus for mitzvahs, and a lot of them, no one ever said this halacha, that you have to dan, see if he was anoinis till then. If right now you're Rots B'Shus, you're Rots B'Shus. The Ochr Shulchan has another example of Rots B'Shus. If you're trying to save someone from a fire, Hasakonis Nefashos, Hatzolah. If Hatzolah would be racing, And this is very negay. If Hatzala would be racing and someone would get into an accident with Hatzala ambulance and or Hatzala car, and it would be a huzak, or they both contribute to the hezek, which is like huzak, like the Yad Ramah, then it should come out that he'd be potter because he's a Ratz Bashus. Could be other reason why he's potter, but... Sorry? So it's like, so Yenna should be raw. Oh, if you put on, unless he didn't put on a sign. Okay. But in the Knaya, you put on a sign and Yad knew. Yeah, okay. You have to know. But good. But even if not, you have a case of, and there are a lot of examples that people could be running for Bishos. I shouldn't say a lot, but there are many. I mean, there are, I'm sure you can die, Tain Lokokam Yekimoyd, you could have more examples. And that's going to be the halacha. In these cases, if you have Rots, even if he's Rots, but if he's doing for mitzvahs, Bishos.
What's about someone that has to
give
a shiur and he has to
be at 9 o'clock? Oh, yes, around 9 o'clock, yeah. So if he's the market shiur, so maybe Taka will have a tour, because the tefillah is waiting for him.
He should leave
5 minutes early, like this thing, yeah. They have other cases, the Lekabu Pnei Rabbi, all these cases. If it's Manu Yovar, and you're going to do it now, and it's a mitzvah, and it's a real mitzvah, not just an Inyan or Hiddur of Reva Majus Melech, it's not a Hiddur of Kadosh Omri and Broker, which is very important, but it's not Mamish, the Inyan of Zman Tfilo, so then in the Hanami. So good. Tell the boss you came late and let him deduct from your paycheck. If you're annoying, it's what you do. You don't have a tzara mitzvah. Sorry? You can always tell the boss, I'm sure he doesn't mind cutting down. Lumais, we ran out of time. We should have done the Ramah. But we need the mitzvah next week. We'll do the Ramah. There's a lot more raid here. Akutavok.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.